Message number 831. Mother of salvation, what I witnessed could never be put down on paper, so vile were the cruelties inflicted upon his divine body. Monday, July 1, 2013. My child, when you suffer for my son, it is okay to cry out in pain, because you are only human after all. When I witnessed my son's scourging and then his terrifying crucifixion, I was beside myself with grief. And as I watched his pitiful body endure what no animal would be able to tolerate in a slaughterhouse, I fainted so many times with shock that I could barely stand. How he suffered, no one will ever know, because what I witnessed could never be put down on paper, so vile were the cruelties inflicted upon his divine body. This is why so little description is given of the degrading insults they inflicted on him, because it would be so shocking that it would defile his holy name by writing it down. You, my child, suffer but such a small fraction of his pain. You must know that while you are in physical pain, that my son only allows his suffering to manifest in those he chooses. When he does this, it helps him to defy defeat and destroy the power of evil through the gift of your free will to my precious son. By doing so, you consecrate your soul as well as your body, and this is a very special gift to him, a gift which enables him to save others. So please understand that when my son increases your suffering, and when he truly suffers within you, that this is a grace which you must not reject. Embrace it. You will understand soon how powerful this is. When my son manifests his wounds within the body of a chosen soul, it brings with it a terrible persecution. This is when the evil one attacks in a serious and violent rage. You will be frightened at first, but now that you understand, you will accept this and simply protect yourself through the recital of at least 3 times a day my most holy rosary. My child, please ensure that you do not allow fear to take you away from this work, for that is what the evil one wants. You must stand up, endure, and remain silent when the hatred mounts against you. These trials are to be expected in a mission of this size. Be at peace and know that all the angels and saints are with you and guide you. Your beloved Mother, Mother of God, Mother of Salvation.